From the Ravin Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 941st broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Sensation, sensation, I've got a sensation, new to me, what will this sensation do to me? It's the strangest feeling that I've ever had, and if it's love, I've got it, and I've got it bad. It only happens when I think of you. Ooh. Well, it thrills me like I know it should, and it chills me like I know it would. I wouldn't lose it even if I could, because it's love, and love's what makes me feel so good. Ooh, ooh. Like I know it would, and it chills me like I know it should. I wouldn't lose it even if I could, because it's love, and love's what makes me feel so good.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And right now, here's Mr. Grant Turner with tonight's all-star lineup.
Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our special guest is a fellow we especially like to have to drop in on us, and it's Mr. Jimmy Newman. Yes, sirree. And, right now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president of Hornwall Moon Watchers and Satellite Spotters Association, Mr. Rod Brasfield. Let's make it up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, men. Thank you. Howdy, Mr. Hawkshaw.
Hello, Roddy.
Doggone, it's good to see you, boy.
It's good to see you.
I'm so mad I could eat a goat burger with mustard on it.
What's the matter?
I stand down there on the corner of the street a while ago, and I stand there just chewing, and the fella walked up to me, and he says, "Are you chewing gum?" I says, "No, I'm just soaking a prune to eat for dinner."
Oh, we're crying out loud.
Been sick, too.
You have?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got the flu and everything, and my eyes are not very good. I just come from the eye doctor.
You did?
Yeah, he examined my eyes and told me I didn't need glasses, but for me to eat a lot of carrots.
Well, carrots is good for your eyes.
Well, that's what he said.
That's right.
I never thought of it, but come to think of it, I guess that's right. I never seen a rabbit wearing glasses.
Oh, for crying out loud. I don't think you ever will, Rod.
I went to the doctor with this flu I've got, and he gave me a great big old pill. A great big old pill.
Uh-huh.
And told me to see if I could hold that on my stomach.
Well, did you?
No, every time I went to sleep, I'd go and turn over, and it'd roll off.
Oh, crying out loud. Listen, while you're out here, I'd like to know one thing. How is your Uncle Sipe?
Uncle Sipe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's just doing fine.
Is he really?
He's a police reporter now.
A police reporter? What do you mean?
Well, he reports to the police every Saturday.
Oh, Lord, if that don't beat all I ever heard. Listen, I just one more question I want to ask you. I want to know how your girlfriend Susie's getting
on. Oh, Susie's just fine.
Is she?
Yeah, she's fine. Me and her went to a party the other night.
Huh?
Big high society party. Mrs. Smith, a high society lady, gave a party and invited us, and we went.
Yeah.
They played games, and she sung and played the piano and all that sort of thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, played a lot of games. Played one game there where every girl had to kiss a boy or give him a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Got through playing, I had $49.
Oh, Rod, you take the cake, good buddy.
Then they played another game there called Pony Express.
Pony Express?
Same thing as post office, only a lot of more horsing around, you know?
Oh. You don't be all.
And then Mrs. Smith, she's a great big fat woman. She weighs about 2 pounds less than a horse, you know what I mean? She plays the piano and sings that grand opera singing, you know?
The grand opera, that long hair.
Yeah, that woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know?
Yes, I know.
Well, sir, I bet she sung 15 songs there before she quit.
Is that right?
Yeah, and there we sat. We had to just sit there, and there we sat while she woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know?
Yes.
And there was a lady, Mrs. Jones, sitting right by me. She turned around to me and she says, Rod. Ain't Miss Smith got a large repertoire?
Yeah.
And she did have, brother. I wish you could have seen her. When she walked out across the floor, she looked like a loose caboose on a late freight.
Oh, man.
And then she sung one song.
Huh?
She sung one song I called Through the Years, Through Her Nose.
Oh.
You know. Oh, it was beautiful. But she hit high C above whatever it is up there.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, she hit them high notes there, boy.
Broke the windows out.
Yeah, and Miss Jones turned to me and she said, oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that just beautiful?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever in your life heard anything like that? I says, yes, ma'am, one time when our old sow got her tail hung in the corn sheller.
Oh, get out of here. All right, thank you, Rod. Now, what do you say, folks? We get a fella out here that I know that you're going to enjoy, a boy that records for the for the Dot people. So what do you say? Let's make him welcome Mr. Jimmy Newman. Let's make Jimmy feel good. Way out here, Mr. Jimmy. Jimmy, well, I want you to know you're welcome tonight, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Hans.
You know, Jimmy, I've been noticing you haven't been around here lately, and I noticed from the travel schedule that you're going to be hitting the road pretty soon. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to be visiting with the folks tomorrow for a matinee and night performance in Des Moines, Iowa, and then from there we'll go to Canada, way up in Canada.
Goodness gracious alive. Well, listen, Jimmy, let's don't talk all about traveling tonight because all these folks and myself want to hear you sing one of your good records. What do you think?
Thank you, Hawk. Here's one called Cry, Cry, Darling. If it's you I should lose, for me there'd be no moonlight. If ever we should part, cry, cry, darling, that's all I'd do. 'Cause you're the one in my heart.
Cry, cry, darling.
For me, there'd be no moonlight. If ever we cause you're the one in my heart.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jimmy Newman. That was mighty, mighty fine. Hey, Rod Brasfield, come here just a minute. I want to know if you enjoyed that football game this afternoon.
I sure did, Mr. Hawkshaw, and you know it set me to thinking. Them fellers was using the T formation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco has its own T for taste formation. And by that, it's a winner.
Well, that's because Prince Albert always keeps all the taste, nature, flavor in tobacco.
Yeah, and by that, it's by a special process, it brings it out even richer and finer and tastier.
You fellas who smoke pipes will go for PA's rich, natural tobacco taste the first time you try it. And for extra good measure and extra smoking joy, you'll see PA gives you fine tobacco that's always fresh, always cool smoking, always a downright comfort to enjoy.
Yeah, and you fellas that roll your own Prince Albert and an OCB paper, that's the way to roll a smooth-mecking, smooth-smoking, smooth-tasting cigarette every time.
Pipe smokers or making man, enjoy naturally tasty, comfortable smoking Prince Albert. There goes the old fiddle, neighbor. That means the square dances are on the go. So what do you say? Let's all dance to Katie Hill.
Yes. On my right, part my left, wait on me. Yo, party right hand and face the grand right left all the way down. Part of it, they push right back the other way. All to it, 24 rag, heavy rag. Push that in the 4 liter bag. Bring that hand to the girl and it's a lady. Take it back, baby. Get up, catch up to my knee. Take it back, yeah, let's get it done. Go on, go on, halfway, don't wiggle in, wiggle out.
No matter how many opera folks get together, a big bunch of us like tonight, or just a few of us out visiting, we always find ourselves making a little room for a sacred song. We hope that you'll like the one that we've picked out for you tonight. I'd like to ask Mr. Sammy Barnhart to come up to the microphone and help me do an old-timer, one that we used to sing a long time ago entitled, Blessed Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand, it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need the light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Here's my plea, my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. As I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my plea, my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. As I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus.
Well, thank you very kindly, folks. Thank you very much. You know, every time I record an RCA Victor record, a good friend of mine always records one, too. So here he is, that get-up-and-go guitar man, Chester Atkins, with one called Gay Ranchero. Let it go, boy. Thank you.
Mighty fine. Thank you, Ted Atkins. Thank you very, very much. Well, friends, get out your noisemakers and get ready to kind of smack your hands, because here she comes, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, so you know, this here parking problem around here in Nashville is just getting to be awful. I can't get nobody to park with me. Well, so though, I tell you, we've had some little trouble here at Grinder Switch the past week. Brother's been kind of puny. Old Doc Payne come over to see him, and he told Mammy, he says, that old boy must have that there, some kind of flu they're talking about. Said he just gonna be real bad off. We ain't careful. Said, in fact, I don't believe I'd let him work for a week. Mammy says, well, let me go in there and tell him. It'll cheer him up. Well, so though, old Doc Payne was the one that was with the Stark when the Stark brung me. I never will forget them telling me about it after I got a little older. They said that Doc Payne, when I was born, Doc Payne just took one look at me and he says,
Rodney Minnie?
Oh, Rodney. Crazy thing. Rodley,
that's why it sure is good to have you back home.
Well, I'm proud to be here, Rodley. I tell you, I needed you this summer when I was on that fair tour.
You did?
Yes, sir. There was one place we played, Rodley.
Yeah.
And there was a great big, strong, great big man came up and just grabbed me and kissed me, and I couldn't do a thing about it.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, I'd have doubled them little puny things up and made two fisties out of them.
Yeah?
And I'd have just worked him over.
Oh, you wouldn't have, Rodney.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't, you little old puny thing. You couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, by now, I'll prove it to you.
You will?
Yeah.
You want me to get you somebody to fight?
No, get me a paper bag.
Oh, Rodney. Great. Rodley, now, I was kidding about you being, not being brave. Rod, I heard what you did this summer when you was down out here on the river out here.
Yeah.
In your boat slowjack that you got out there.
Oh, now, man.
Now, I heard what you did. That girl fell overboard,
oh,
and you jumped in after her and
now,
saved
her.
I know what you did. Don't be modest. Don't be modest, Rodley. It took a brave man to do that. Here she was. She fell in the water, and you jumped in after her and saved her.
Minnie,
you are so brave.
Honey, there's one thing I'd like to know.
What's that?
Who pushed me?
Oh, Rodley. You haven't got a brain in your head. Rodley, listen. I think you ought to just... I heard you just now talking about Susie and these girls and everything.
That, that
you like
sweet
her.
Booger, I could just...
Rod, I think you ought to just... I tell you, I think you're just too old for that kind of carrying on. I think you ought to be... It's time for you to be forgetting girls. It's time for getting girls. That's what you ought to do. Just
forgetting
girls. That's right.
That's what I'm a-doing, Minnie. I'm forgetting girls. I'm forgetting the couple and go nightclubbing right now.
No, Rodley. No, Rodley. I think you ought to take up some kind of sport or something. Now, this time of the year is football. You ought to play football, Rodley.
No, Minnie. No, honey. Not me. I can't play football.
Why not?
On account of my back.
Oh, there's something wrong with your back?
Yeah, there's a yellow streak down at about
4 foot. Oh, Rodley.
Say, Grant Turner, you do a lot of traveling, don't you?
I sure do, Hawk. You know, my two best friends when I hit the highway...
I can't even guess.
Well, my road map and my Prince Albert smoking tobacco. One gets me where I want to go, and PA keeps me company and comfortable no matter how long I have to drive.
Well, I'll sure go along with that. When a fella packs his pipe with good PA, he's sure to enjoy PA's rich, natural tobacco taste. Sure to get a long, easy-drawn smoke. Good taste, good comfort.
And good company when you're driving.
P.A. pipe smoker know what we're talking about. No, P.A. is always fresh and cool smoking, always a comfort to smoke. Same goes for Macon men who roll their own with good Prince Albert and OCB paper, who roll themselves a fine-looking, fine-tasting smoke every time.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
All right, thank you very, very much, friends. And right now, we'd like to call out our guest star once again, the boy that you enjoyed so much a while ago. So let's make him welcome, Mr. Jimmy Newman. What do you say? Let's make Jimmy feel good. Jimmy, buddy, she's all yours this time.
Thank you, Hawk. Here's one I'd like to do for you called You're the Idol of My Dreams. song, love that sings to me.
Jimmy, that was a mighty pretty song. And speaking of dreams, here's the nightmare of the Grand Ole Opry, String Bean. Let's make String Bean.
Born in the mountains of Tennessee, the greenest state of the land of the free, raised in the woods so knew every tree, killed him a bear when he was only three. Davy, Dave Crockett, he the king of the wild frontier. He fought a scout in the Indian War, fought so hard to defeat, got so served his country very well, patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Dave Crockett, he the king of the wild frontier. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. He heard of Houston, Austin, and Seoul. To the Texas Plains you had to go, where freedom was fighting another foe, and they needed him at the Alamo. Davy, Dave Crockett, he the king of the wild frontier.
All right. Thank you very much, String Bean. Thank you very, very kindly. We kind of hope that one of our new RCA Victor records, we'd like to, that you'll enjoy tonight, friends. And we've got one picked out for you that's our latest RCA Victor record, and we hope you might enjoy this one called Is My Ring on Your Finger?
When you're out with him, when the lights are dim, is my ring on your finger, sweetheart?
Sweetheart.
And when you're untrue with your somebody new, is my ring on your finger, sweetheart? Do you feel just right when he holds you tight and you know that you still belong to me? Will you get a thrill from kisses you steal
is my ring on your finger, sweetheart?
Is my ring on your finger, sweetheart?
Do you feel just right when he holds you tight and you know that you still belong to me? Will you get a thrill from kisses you steal? Is my ring on your finger,
sweetheart. We hope you folks enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry, and we want you to come back next week. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Mr. Marty Robbins, and he's bringing along the Wilburn Brothers. Till then, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins saying thanks a lot for everything, and we'll see you next week on the Grand Ole Opry.
Came across a piece in the papers the other day about a fellow who says that eating is old hat. And this fellow claims to have invented a pill that takes the place of three full meals. No mess, no bother, no food. Well, I wonder if it can ever take the place of a delicious slab of apple pie with ice cream on the side. I have a hunch that folks prefer the real thing. That's one big reason, you know, why more people today select Camels than any other cigarette. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. No other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's. For your own smoking enjoyment, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camel's. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. WSM, Nashville.